Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here on CalBanyan.com with our program, Hypnosis, Etc. Who is this program for? It's for future hypnotists, people who are just getting into the profession, thinking about getting into the profession, or have been in the profession for a while and are smart enough to know that you can always learn something new. You can learn something new about what you do or how to get clients or how to help build the profession. In every profession, the idea of ongoing training and improvement and just keeping up to date with things is just part of the deal. So, let's see here. Speaking of ongoing training, I have a list of topics, and the one we're going to do right now is get out of your comfort zone to help your clients get out of theirs. Interesting. I push this in class all the time about how you've got to step up. You can't keep doing what you've been doing. You got to step up if you want to get better success. All right. I'm so happy to have Brenda back for another podcast with us. And let's see here. Brenda, a recipient of the 5-Path Leadership Award. She is rapidly becoming a positive force in the National Guild of Hypnotists and the convention overall. She's brilliant. She's has a background in helping others. She used to work at a rape crisis intervention center. She's got a bachelor's degree in sociology, MA in criminology. She's spoken at the convention. She's beloved by 5-Pathers who are kicking it. And let's see. She's gobs of clients here at our center every week, and she is a true believer. Now, right before I hand it over, what do I mean true believer? True believer, I means that she believes in what she's doing, she believes in the tools she uses so that she can believe in her clients' success. How's that, Brenda?
Sounds great. Yes, I do believe in the work that I do, which makes it a real joy to come to work every day to be able to help people and to help my clients, but also actually to be able to help hypnotists out there. And I'm very happy to be here today on the podcast. And so before we get started, I want to introduce everybody to you. Cal Banyan is the hypnosis celebrity and authority. He has won every single award and recognition bestowed by the oldest and most important hypnosis organization, the National Guild of Hypnotists. And his books, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, as well as The Secret Language of Feelings, have really, truly helped myself as well as many, many hypnotists and therefore clients out there over the last 20 years that he has been in the profession. Cal has appeared on television and radio promoting hypnosis, hypnotherapy, The Secret Language of Feelings, and has produced hundreds, almost 500, but over 400 videos here over the last 10 years on Hypnosis, Etc., bringing you hypnosis techniques, business, marketing, motivation, and Cal is one of the trainers of the best of the best of the profession. 5-Path, the 5-Path organization, which I'm a part of, thanks to Cal's 5-Path hypnotherapy and the processes that he has put in place in his business to support his students, and has just been such a helpful thing for me in my business and in my practice to be able to work with other people, even though we're all around the world, but being able to support one another and be a part of this wonderful profession. So with that, should we go ahead and get started with today's topic?
Yes. First, I have to stop blushing from all that good vibe. Proceed.
I can't imagine that after this year's convention, I think you'll maybe be blushing for a while. It was a really wonderful, wonderful time and a lot of great opportunities with our 5-Pathers. So
now you know why I go every year. This was my 20th year without a single miss at the National Hypnotist Convention. So you guys out there watching this, if you've been wondering if it's worth it, got to be something going on that I'd be there every year. Believe me, you want to go if at all possible. All right. Take it over there, Brenda.
All right. So today we are going to talk about getting out of your comfort zone, getting out of your own comfort zone so that you can help your clients get out of theirs. And this idea, Cal, came to me recently. We'd been having a discussion on our 5-Pather Yahoo group. It's a discussion group that we have where people can provide feedback or get get input or advice as you're preparing for a client. And we were discussing an alternative technique or an alternative approach, which I believe was probably some sort of a client had experienced a past life regression during a session. And at one point, someone had said, and it was probably me trying to, give some guidance to, as the conversation had continued, some people had said they didn't feel comfortable with certain types of techniques or certain types of clients and what have you. And so I said, sometimes there are going to be approaches, techniques, or even issues that clients bring to the table that a hypnotist might not feel comfortable with. And I'm using those words, quotes, you're not feeling comfortable, right? It could be sexual issues. It could be maybe working with children. We don't feel comfortable again, or the spiritual issues. But the reality is that those clients are coming to you for a reason. They found you for a reason. They're looking for help for a reason. And so today I wanted to talk about what we need to do to get out of our own way, our own comfort zone, so to speak, because our comfort zones can keep us from really being able to do everything that we need to do. Get out of our comfort zone so that we can help our clients achieve their own success, but also sometimes get out of their own comfort zone, so to speak. So how about that, Cal?
This is a really good topic. I'm going to take it to a really, really fundamental, simple way of looking at it. It can be as simple as, in your hypnosis training, they should have talked about directive versus permissive, or paternal versus maternal ways of working with your client. And I've supervised a lot of hypnotists, and as part of that supervision, I've viewed their views, viewed their videos of sessions, of real sessions, with the permission of the client, of course. And once in a while, I'll come across someone that is in permissive or maternal mode all the time. And I say, what is this? Why are you always, the mama? Or why are you always so permissive in what you're doing? And the hypnotist would say, well, that's just the way I am. And I said, you know what? You're letting your client down. Because it's not about the client. You need to be excellent at working in both the permissive and the directive mode, in the maternal and the paternal modes, so that you can give your client what they need during the session. Now, if you're a script notist and all you do is read scripts, then probably none of that applies. But if you're doing advanced, powerful work like age regression, parts work, parts mediation, forgiveness work, this kind of stuff, there's plenty of times where you're going to serve your client best when you are in the directive mode or in the instructional mode. And so here is an example of you need to step up. It's not about you when you're working with your clients. It's about doing the very best possible work you can for your client. Does that lead into what you're talking about, Brenda?
That is part of it. Yes, exactly. Thank you so much. And sometimes this comes up, Cal, in your classes when we start talking about forgiveness work, and people realize they are not comfortable with the anger. And interestingly, I love forgiveness sessions. I love to poke at the clients and get them to say all the things that need to be said, and I'm raising my voice and I'm, come on, let's go, And I love it. Now, in my own regular everyday life, ooh, that's not comfortable. No, but I know how much that's going to help in session. And so, but it is always so interesting when students will say, well, doesn't that make you uncomfortable? They're yelling and shouting. And I just, have to remember, no, this is the point. Let them get it out. Let them say what finally needs to be said. And as I've exposed myself to that, and letting the clients just get it all out, it helps me too to realize then, all right, this is good. Let's get it all out. So I think that is an important thing to be thinking about then when we think about our comfort zone, is to stop and really be aware of what are the things that butt up against some of our issues or our baggage or different things like that. Thankfully for me, I've actually never had a problem with letting clients just have at it with the, pounding on the pillow, saying the things that need to be said and what have you. But I could see where for many people that may, you know, create some, you know, discomfort. So really doing your own work again on that. Why is that making you uncomfortable? Why do you anticipate it making you uncomfortable? Or if clients are calling, you know, if there's, you know, working with children, if you think that that's not within your comfort zone, what's going on with that? Or working with sexual issues, working with, you know, like I said, the spiritual issues or things like that, the things where you kind of say, nope, I don't feel comfortable with that. Really stopping and being present with yourself about why. Because again, we go back to, this is for your clients. And what can you learn? What is this client ultimately going to teach you as well by stepping out of your comfort zone? How about that, Cal?
Perfect. Keep going.
All right. So now, Cal, one of the things that we mentioned is, you know, when you and I talked a little bit ago, was also realizing that every once in a while, there are some techniques in hypnosis and hypnotherapy that could be a game ender, so to speak, or something that really truly, you know, is not within someone's comfort zone because it's just not within their belief system. And sometimes that comes up because, you know, we're doing regression work and maybe the client goes into a past life situation. Some people, that's just not within their belief systems. Sometimes it's not within our client's belief systems and it happens anyway. But, you know, and we have no way of really knowing that that's what's going to happen. But so I think in a situation like that, recognizing, you know, if that is something as a hypnotist that is outside of your comfort zone, at least recognizing where you stand on that and being prepared. What are you going to do if that does take place? Having really excellent, again, training to be prepared. We as Five Pathers, we have, you know, specific philosophies that go around, you know, what to do if something like that happens, so that you can get on track to be dealing with the client and their issues in the here and now. So is there anything that you'd like to add about that, Cal, since I went there on that particular issue?
Well, you know, as you know, as we're saying, that if it's something that you should be doing, step up, learn it. If it's something that is completely against your belief system or faith, then you need to have someone that you can refer that individual out to. Are you going to get into that?
I am, yes. I do think, and actually that's why we go back to why I think that the group of the Five Pathers is so valuable and so important, is to know other people within your service area or people that you can refer people to, so that if they do come with particular issues that really truly are outside of a zone that you're prepared, that you're trained for, or that you are really prepared to work on, that you have somebody to refer them to who is quality, who is appropriate, who is professional, who you trust, who you believe in. And that goes with, you know, I should actually extend that out a little bit, not just, you know, if you're part of the Five Path organization, but of course National Guild of Hypnotists. Many people are out there involved in an NGH chapter, so that you're meeting regularly with other people, so that you kind of understand some of their philosophies, some of their strengths, some of their business practices and things like that, so that and that is one of the real important keys to being involved with other hypnotists and being able to work collaboratively with other hypnotists, is so that if you get a client that's just truly not within that comfort zone that you feel that you can push past, that you've got somebody to refer them to. I think about that a lot, not so much in terms of particular issues. I generally am, you know, comfortable seeing people with most things that come my way. But sometimes somebody feels that they want to see a man versus seeing me, or they feel more comfortable seeing a man than seeing me. So I have a couple of people that I can refer to locally, or even, you know, if somebody has truly a spiritual issue that's just a little bit beyond what I would normally do, I have somebody, you know, that I can refer to as well for that. So I think first, you know, allowing yourself to push past your own comfort zone, being prepared, pushing yourself so that you can push your clients and help them, but then also truly knowing what your boundaries are, and then being prepared so that if something does come your way, that you have either from your NGH chapter, your local resources, you know, maybe through the Five Path organization, being aware of who you can send people to, or who you can get input and assistance from, so that you can push past your comfort zone on those things. And again, we're talking about working together. How about that, Cal?
Yeah, everything that everyone is successful in now, be it riding a bicycle or doing your work or whatever it is, you started off with being uncomfortable with it. And then because it was important, you stuck with it until you became comfortable with it. But there are some things that, you know, because of belief systems or even the law, you're not ever going to be able to do. And then the most logical thing then, and I'm just kind of recapping what Brenda said, is to have someone that you know, like, and trust, that is qualified to work with that particular issue. And one way to bridge that is to tell the client, like, if for some reason every time you regress them, they just insist on going back to a past life, or you know, you regress them and there's some you know, rape or other kind of traumatic sexual issue going on, and you are just not up to doing working with that kind of thing, then you just, you know, take the person out of that situation, give them hypnotic suggestions for confidence and being able to even though that event happened, to move beyond it and to benefit from it in some way. And then upon emerging them, let them know that you're not qualified. I think that's a better way of saying it than saying, I'm not willing to go there, or I don't work with that sort of thing. Because, you know, some stuff has come up that I don't have the training and background or qualifications to work with. And I'm going to recommend you see one of these folks. And I think that's a really professional way of handling it. What do you think, Brenda?
That sounds excellent, yes. Because in the same time, you know, we don't want the client to walk away thinking that they are, you know, unhelpable just because for whatever reason it was a situation with the hypnotist, that that they're able to realize, you know, that that someone can help them. We just got to get them to the right person, and to be able to do that in a gentle way. They don't feel rejected. They don't feel like there's something so, you know, so badly wrong with them that they can't be helped. And I've worked with people who've had that fear and that worry, you know, and I've said, it's okay, you know, let's do what we can, let's figure it out. So definitely a great thing. You know, Cal, a few months ago, I took your advanced training, Five Path Advanced Certification, 2-day training, and several of us were there. And I know you had a couple of different classes, and we did actually talk about this in that class. You'd really worked with a client and really modeled, you know, that pushing past her comfort zone and really getting to that place of realizing, you know, when we talk about that comfort zone, so to speak, you know, it's really easy to just stay in that. You know, it's part of our protective part. You know, maybe we don't call it fear, you know, but that comfort zone, it's keeping us at a certain level, you know. And sometimes what we realize is it's not so comfortable after all, because that it's maybe holding us back. It's keeping us small. So when you think about it from that perspective, also realizing that, you know, when you get that call and somebody's looking for something that may push past that comfort zone a little bit, so to speak, stop and listen. Like I've said, that client called you for a reason. Does this give you an opportunity to grow? Does this give you an opportunity to add some tools into your toolbox or some experience? I'll tell you guys, every time I have I express a frustration to Cal in the lunchroom or even a success with a client, he'll say, okay, so what's that client teaching you? You know, and that's the thing. Always remember, these clients, they're coming to teach us as well. We get to help them, we get to coach them, support them, but we're also learning from them as well. So before you get stuck in, oh, nope, I don't feel comfortable with that, just stop, listen. think about it for a moment. So I think that that is all that I have to share for today. Anything else before we wrap it up?
I think that was very tidy. Go ahead and wrap it up.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us today. And I look forward to hearing your comments or anything that you want to share. You can leave those comments down below. And if you'd like to be in touch with me separately, privately, you can find my website at ochypnotherapy.com. And my email is brenda@ochypnotherapy.com. I'm always open to hearing from people from the podcast, either there on the podcast site or also privately, especially if you have questions, any topics that you'd like us to address for the future. We're always looking for great topics, so please do keep in touch. Have a great week. Be brave, be strong, and go for it.
Thank you, Brenda. Hey, you folks out there, wouldn't it be nice if every week when we publish a new video, I could send you a little reminder, say, hey, here's the new video, and guess what? This is what it's all about, some bullet points. Well, you can send an email to videos@calbanion.com or look around on this page somewhere. You should be on calbanion.com watching these videos. And there is a subscribe link. It's just so that we can send you the information you need to determine if you want to watch the next video. Also, you're ready to step up? You're ready to step up and get 5-path training and 7-path self-hypnosis training? Are you thinking about coming into the profession? Then let me tell you, we've got our NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course, the 5-path and 7-path, coming up October 3rd through the 14th here at our center. That's 2016. And early registration discounts do apply. These classes do fill up, so you need to let us know as soon as you know. You might save some money on early registration. For you folks who are already certified, we've got the Week of Power. Rather than 10 days, it's 7 days. We don't have to spend all that time on the basic stuff, and we can get right into the meat. And that is November 6th through the 12th, 2016, here at our center. Just click on the link on this website for hypnosis training, and you can get all of the details. All right, that's it. Cal Banion. Signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.